Hello everyone. So we will start this meeting with a brief guided meditation. So sit comfortably. And welcome your experience just as it appears to you right now. Without any effort, lovingly, gently, and for the duration of this meeting, as much as possible, you can disregard or let go or relax your mind around the past. Let the past be what it is. You don't need to bring it in to your current experience. Whatever arises, you don't need to fix it. You don't need to do anything about whatever thoughts appears to you. Whatever sensation, memory appears to you, it's okay. You don't need to do anything about it. You don't need to do anything at all. Simply be and welcome this moment. Welcome yourself without a need to know anything about it. You can turn your attention to the sensation within your body. And simply notice this inner panorama of sensations. Whatever questions arise, that call your attention. Questions which have to do with this moment. What is the reality of this moment? What is my reality in this moment? And this moment is not a moment in time. It has no duration. Duration is just a mind impression, a thought, a narrative about this moment, which has no duration. Which is a moment of being, not in time, being outside of time. Presence. Awareness. Meaning, I know I am. This magical knowingness that I know that there is something rather than nothing. And the knowing element is what we refer to as I being this effortless awareness. Which in religious term we refer to as God's awareness or God's being. Or God's omniscience. Notice the peace, the tranquility, when the mind is at rest, the gentle breath. Without any effort. The universe breathing through this body mind. The cosmic breath. Because there is no separation between the universe, between the cosmos and yourself, your body, your mind. Your body is the universe. And your mind is the universe's mind. They are not two. allow this understanding to embody your being, to permeate your being. We have all inherited a false sense of self via various conditions. We have somehow adopted the belief that we are a person, that we are a man or a woman, a good son, a good daughter, or a good student. Somebody personal. We've been somehow conditioned into the belief that we are born and that we will die. A strong identification with the body mind. And over time, we have all been conditioned to feel like we are somebody, a man, a woman. Not only believe it, but feel it. Sense, a sense of a limited mortal entity existing in time, space, a sort of narrative, a storyline, a stream of memories and thoughts and sensations. We are not a narrative. We are not an entity which exists in time and space. Thoughts appear to us in sensations, memories appear to awareness. They appear to I, awareness, not I, a mass of cells and molecules and atoms and gluons. I, this reality right now, which hears these words. Reality which in this moment perceives this perception, which is aware, awareness itself, the true self, is this simple awareness, this ordinary mind. We all know that as a result of being identified as somebody, a good guy, a sweet somebody, maybe not so sweet. We've struggled with this identity, attempting to improve the image, attempting to find happiness and peace in the mind, trying to have a harmonious inner mental situation. The more we've tried to find peace for this separate self, the more complicated it has become. Because peace and happiness cannot be found in the mind, which is contaminated by the sense of separation. Which is infected by the belief in mortality, the fear of ending, the endless personal desires. Which once fulfilled are quickly replaced with the next unfulfilled desire. And we rest and relax in this and as this ordinary, effortless awareness. Without any need to do anything, because awareness is right there, right now, effortlessly. And find your way around it. You don't need to hold on to the past, your stories, your beliefs, your images, your sensations, feelings. Because you cannot find happiness while holding on to something. It's more of a letting go. Letting go of your storylines about yourself, about others, about how you should be, your past successes or failures, your future hopes, a memory may arise, or a certain aspiration, maybe to travel or to explore a new art may arise within consciousness. No need to make it a do or die goal. And enjoy life, celebrate life. Like a feather enjoys being in the wind, carried from here to there. So for now, simply allow yourself to be as you are. Whatever is, is. With that, you need to do anything. No goal. Not trying to improve anything. Simply being. Not knowing.